Today's daf is Temura daf Yud Aleph. We are holding on daf Yud Amid Beis. The Gemara was discussing the sugi that we're holding in the middle of is the Machlokas Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan. The Machlokas about the issue of whether it's possible for Kedusha to be Chal on an Ubar. Bar Pada holds Kedusha cannot be Chal on an Ubar. Rabbi Yochanan holds Kedusha can be Chal on an Ubar. Can it be Makdish just the Ubar when, just the fetus when the mother animal is pregnant? So I mentioned yesterday there are going to be seven Rayas, one way or the other, whether you could be Makdish, or some of them are both ways, to say that it's Machlokas Tanaim, whether you could be Makdish and Ubar. We've been through the first three Rayas. We're holding three lines from the bottom now on Daf Yud Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, and that we are up to Raya number four. Says the Gemara, you could be makdish evarim and ubrim, but you can't do tmura on evarim and ubrim. So you see, beferish it says that you could be makdish and ubar, just like you could be makdish evarim and you could be makdish and ubar. So it's beferish that Bar Pada is incorrect and Rabbi Yochanan is correct, because again, Bar Pada said that no kedusha could be chal on an uber. So says Gemara, no, that's not a raya at all. Hachanami bivladei kachim. That's talking about vladei kachim. It's talking about an uber that is the fetus of a mother animal that's already kachim. So that's why it has kedusha. Frakta Gemara, ibe vladei kachim, my makdishin, hakedishi v'kaimi. If we're talking about vladei kachim, then it shouldn't say makdishin. You're not makdish vladei kachim. Vladei kachim are already kadosh. So it doesn't make sense to use the terminology makdishin. So says Gemara, hachi kamar, no, this is what we're really trying to say. Makdishin evarin umemirin behem, avalo memirin evarin behem. V'ubrim shekitshu b'mei iman ein memirin behem. So, what does this mean? Says Rashi. Kolomar, Tap Rashi. Makdishin Aver Echol Umemirin Achrekein Ba'osa Behema. That you could be Makdish, a single Aver of a Behema, and you could be do Tumura afterwards on that same animal. Vashmin and Hay Umemirin Behem, Daidukam Makdishin Avarim, Lav the Makdish Aver Luchudei. That when we say Makdish Avarin, it's not only referring to the Aver alone, El Lemifshat Kedusha Bekula Behema. Meaning the point is that when you're Makdish and the entire animal becomes kadosh. Because if when you were makdish an aver, only the aver itself would become kadosh, and the entire animal were not kadosh, then lo matzil meimor mamirin behem. Then it wouldn't be able to say that you could do tmura with that aver. Even Rabbi Yossi, who thinks that you could do tmura from a shalem onto an aver, would hold that you can't do tmura from an aver onto a shalem, because the aver doesn't have kedusha, doesn't have the full amount of kedusha to be matfis in tamura. The kolshke nevarim bevarim. So certainly you can't be matfis tamura from aver to aver. With the ketani seifadach brisa perik beis avalom mirin. So when it says avalom mirin, so what's the chiddush avalom mirin? Ashmiin and dein mirin, dein mirin b'shleimim. It's coming to teach me the shita as in the girsa, dein memirin evarin b'shleimim, that you can't do tamura from evarim onto shleimim. Dim amar aver behema zu tamura, if you say that this aver behema should be tamura tacha shleima, lo akdashay, it has not become kadosh. V'hainu chomer b'tchilas hagdash mi b'tamura, and in that way tchilas hagdash is more chomer than tamura. The tchilas hagdash ki akdash chad aver Pashat Bekula, that it's dafka by Tchilas Hegdish, when you are Makdish, something that had no Kedusha before, you're just Makdish, a single Aver, the entire animal becomes Kadosh. Ube Tmura, Kiyamar Aver Zet Tmura, Tacha Shleimazu, Lo Kadcha. But by Tmura, if you say that a single Aver should be Tmura, Tachas another Aver, then it's not going to become Kadosh. So back in the Gemara now, so that's what it meant to say about Avarin, that you're Makdish, Avarin, Mamirin Behem, Avalom, Mamirin. And ubrim that you were makadish b'meiman, that if you have a vlad kachim, even though they're kadosh, you can't be meimer behema on them kol zman, that the vlad kachim is still inside the mother's womb. So it's not a it's not because of the chomer of kachim over tamura. It's rather, Rashi says, But once we say umemirin behen by a behema that became kadosh ali de'ever, so we say by an ubrin as well ein memirin behen. And we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that vlado satzmura, because according to the Rabbanan, even outside it wouldn't make tmura. Vlade kachim could never make tmura. Remember we learned yesterday that the Rabbanan hold that vlade kachim there's no din of tmura. It's only Rabbi Yehuda who holds that vlade kachim can even have tmura in the first place. So we mentioned that an ubrin shekishu me'iman when it's still b'me'iman. Ein memirin behem. Ve'ibav lo dekachim b'me'iman hu de'lo avdin tmura ha'evray avdi. But if you want to tell me that we're talking about vlo dekachim that are still in their mother's womb, that's where they can't do tmura. But it sounds like once they're out, they can do tmura. Vatnan ena vlados osin tmura. But doesn't the Mishnah say that vlados cannot make tmura? Says Gemara, like we just said, hamani Rabbi Yehuda. We're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that vlados can make tmura. I Rabbi Yehuda evarin mikachi. But wait a second, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a varm should never become kadosh in the first place. Hala Rabbi Yehuda, less they are meragla sholzu ola kula ola. Rabbi Yehuda would disagree with the first statement about the Evarim. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that when you say the regal of a certain animal should be a carbon ola, that the entire animal becomes a carbon ola. So now we're talking about a case where you don't just say stam and aver of a given animal should be a carbon ola. You say about an aver that if it were missing would make the animal a treifa, then even Rabbi Yehuda is moda that the entire thing becomes kadosh as a karban ola. But bottom line, we tried to bring a raya that you can be makdish and ubar against barpada like Rabbi Yochanan from the fact that it says makdish nevarim v'ubrin, and at the end of the day the raya did not work because we pointed out that it was talking about a case where it was already kadosh, it was already it was a vlad de kachim, and we worked it out according to all the shitos how the entire brisa could fit with known shitos of Tanaim. Fine, so now we move on to raya number. I have it listed as number 6, but there's really number 5, I think, right? So raya number 5, so maybe there aren't 7, maybe there are only 6, I just misnumbered them. Okay, anyway, raya number 5, says the Gemara, Lema Katanai. So the Gemara now is going to say that it's not that we can prove one way or the other, but in fact, the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Barpada is a Machlokas Tanaim. Lema Katanai, Hashokhir is a chatos, a matzah ba ben arba chai. A person shechs the carbon chatos, and he finds inside of the carbon chatos a 4-month interval pregnancy living baby. Katani chada, eina nechal sal zichre kuna. So on the one hand it says that it can only be eaten by male kohanim like a carbon chatas. So Rashi points out that the assumption over here is kasalka daitach de bemafresh behema mu'uberes askinan. We're talking about a person being mafresh, a pregnant animal, de bemafresh rekunis v'nisabra, because if we're talking about someone who's mafresh for a carbon chatas, a non-pregnant animal, and then it became pregnant, de kule alma, everyone would agree in that situation, to kuli al masavri holim mikoch imehu the kaddish, since it only became kadosh mikoach the mother chulin who that it would have a din of chulin the vlade kachim bav yasenin kadoshim kshein oladin vlob meiman. Even though vlade kachim may have kedusha, their kedusha only kicks in on the way out when they're born. The vlade kachim, the offspring of kachim, do not become kadosh while they're still b'me'iman. So it must be that we're talking about when you're mafresh a behema that's already muberes, when you designate it to have kedusha, it already is pregnant. So it's not stam vlade kachim that would have kedusha, and that's why it's treated like a chatas that can only be eaten by zichrei kuna. Ve'ein nechelas al lefnim naklaim, it can only be eaten inside of the curtains. Ve'ein nechelas elu liyom echad, it can only be eaten for one day. Meaning we give it all of the halachos of a carbon chatas. V'tanya idach, but then there's another brisa, nechelas kol adam, that it can be eaten by anybody. It doesn't have to only be eaten by zichrei kuna. V'nechelas b'kol makom, it can be eaten anywhere. It doesn't have to be eaten lefnim naklaim. And what's the change on the side? So v'ne'achal in li'olam, right? And it could be eaten li'olam, because obviously b'kol makom already says in ne'achal in ba'azara would mean it doesn't have to be eaten in the azara. That's the phenomenal climb. We already got that b'kol makom. So v'ne'achal in li'olam, it doesn't have a limit of one day like a carbon chata, so you can eat it for as long as you want. So what are these two brises arguing about? My love, Tanoihi, the Marsov Kedusha Chala Alubrin, Marsov and Kedusha Chala Alubrin. The one that says he treated it like a carbon chata would say Kedusha can be Chala and Ubar. The one Tana says you don't treat it like Karban Chatos, says Kedusha cannot be Chala and Ubar. So it's very clear that the Machlokas Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan is in fact a Machlokas between two Brises. So says Gemara, no, there are two alternative ways to understand the Machlokas between the two Brises where they don't exactly match up with the Machlokas Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan. Number one, lo, Hani Tanai Bahaka Miflgi. Maybe they're arguing about the following. The Marsav of Vlodus Kachim Bav Yasan Hin Kedoshim, or Marsav of Vlodus Kachim Meiman Hin Kedoshim. Maybe they're actually arguing about a case where you were makdish an animal that was reka, that didn't have any ubar in it, and then it became pregnant. And we know that Vlad Kachim do get Kedusha at some point. The two Brises are arguing about when they get Kedusha. Do they get Kedusha already b'meiman while they're in the womb, in which case when you rip open the animal and you find the baby in there, you already have to treat it with all the Kedusha? Or is it only on the way out, on the through the birthing canal, that the animal gets Kedusha, in which case you rip the animal open, you find the baby in there, it does not yet have Kedusha? So maybe that's the machlokas. V'i ba yosema, alternatively, chad tanuhu. Maybe really they're not even arguing at all. Forget about discussing what the two Brises are arguing about. Maybe the two Brises aren't arguing at all. They're talking about slightly different circumstances. And that's why in one circumstance we're going to find that you treat it like Karmar Chatos, and the other circumstance we'll find you don't treat it like Karmar Chatos. One of them is talking about where you're Makdish Behema before it's pregnant, and then it becomes pregnant. And the other is talking about where you're Makdish it, and it's already pregnant. And so Rashi, Harach Tarti Masnyasa is all one Tana, Udukuli Alma Kedusha Chola Alu Ubrin Li Alter, Rabbi Yochanan, meaning that both of these Brises might be assuming like Rabbi Yochanan, that of course Kedusha could be Chal on Ubrin, but that's when you're Makdisha Behema that already is pregnant, so then the Kedusha is going to be Chal on the Ubar. Vahach Dektani Delo Kedush Ubar, the one that the Brise that says that you could eat it forever by anybody, anywhere, that's talking about Makdisha Behema Vach Kach Nasabra. That's talking about where you makdish a behema that's not pregnant, and then it gets pregnant, where the vlodus kachim, we're going to assume, are only become kadosh on the way through the birthing canal. And when we say that the vlad actually has kedusha, that's talking about a case where you makdish it while it's muberes. So depending on how you understand the difference between these two brises might be a very strong raya to Rabbi Yochanan. That's basically what the Gemara had is three ways to understand these two brises. Number one, we suggested maybe the two brises are arguing in the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Bar Pada, in which case we don't have a proof to either one of them, we just see that it's a Machlokas Tanaim already. Number two, we suggested that the whole Machlokas is about a totally different case than Rabbi Yochanan and Bar Pada were talking about, in which case it's a riot to nobody because both brises are about a case where you're Makdish or Reka and then it becomes Muberis and the whole issue is when the Kedusha is Chal. And the third way to understand the two Brises is that they're both in agreement to Rabbi Yochanan, in which case it's a Gevald Garaya for Rabbi Yochanan, and they're simply talking about two different situations. That when you're dealing with a situation where you're Makdish an already pregnant animal, everyone would agree to Rabbi Yochanan, both Brises would agree to Rabbi Yochanan, that it is Kadosh, that the Uber is Kadosh. The only case where we say it's not Kadosh is where you are Makdish an animal that then became pregnant. Now the Gemara brings its final raya in this machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Bar Pada. So I guess it's sixth raya. Tanan, we changed it on the side to Tanan. It's a Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Omer Klayim Utreif of Yotzi Dofen Tumtum Androgynous Lo Kadoshin Velo Makdishin. Different types of animals that have a variety of different issues are not Kadosh nor can they be Makdish. So what are they? Klayim, an animal that's crossbred. Treifa, an animal that's going to die within a year because of one of the known illnesses that we've already discussed, Maseches Kulin, Yotzei Dofen, an animal that was a C-section, Tumtum Androgynous, an animal of ambiguous genitalia or dual genitalia, I guess you'd call it, Lo Kedoshin V'lo Makdishin. V'omer Shmuel, Lo Kedoshin B'tmura V'lo Makdishin Lasos Tmura. When we say Lo Kedoshin V'lo Makdishin, it means that it doesn't become Kadosh through Tmura, and Lo Makdish means it doesn't have the ability to be Matfis another animal in Kedusha through Tamura. V'tanya Amra Meir, Me'ach Shein Kedoshin, Heich Makdishin. So Meir just points out, well, wait a second, if it doesn't become Kadosh, how would it ever be able to be Makdish? Si'at Amotze, Elbe Makdish Behema, Var Achach Nitrafa. It must be that we're dealing with an animal that you were makdish once upon a time when it was perfectly fine, and then it became a trefa. B'makdish Vlad, v'yatza derech dofen. How do you have, so go through all the cases that this Mishnah mentioned, you have to be talking about a case where you were makdish it before the problem arose, and then the problem took effect after you're already makdish, and then you could talk about how it's ein makdish and how you can't be makdish it to something else. So that's great in terms of a trefa. The animal was born, it was perfectly healthy, you were makdish it, and then it became a trefa. How does it work with Yotzei Dofen? You're makdish the animal, and then it developed the condition of becoming as delivered by C-section? Well, then when were you makdish the animal? Obviously, you were makdish the animal while the animal was still in the mother's womb. Alma Kadosh Vlad. So you see that the Vlad can become Kadosh. Again, a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, a raya against Parpada. Because that's the only case the Mishnah could be talking about. It's got to be that you were makdish the Vlad. So Amri betam b'me tmima afil Parpada nami modi de Kadosh. Change the whole landscape of the discussion. The Gemara says, oh, wait a second. If we're dealing with a perfectly fine, healthy, normal animal inside of another perfectly fine, healthy, normal animal, Parpada doesn't disagree. Everyone would agree that such a fetus can become Kadosh. Lo nechleku el betam b'me'ei balas mum. The whole machlokes Parpada and Rabbi Yochanan, a daf later, it took us a daf to get there to figure out what they're arguing about. The whole machlokes is only six rayas it took us till we finally say Parpada can't be saying what we thought Parpada was saying. The whole machlokes is only when you have a tam inside the womb of a balmum. Parpada savar kivan ti ime lo makdishin kedush saguf hu nami lo kadish. Parpada would hold, well look, the mother can't have kedush saguf because it's a balmum. So if you were to try to be makdish, the mother would only have kedushas damim, wouldn't have kedushas aguf. So since the mother can't have kedushas aguf, in this situation where the mother's a balmum, the fetus cannot have kedushas aguf either. Rabbi Yochanan savar, hanikabez behemos ninhu. And the Rabbi Yochanan says, no, what does the child have to do with the mother? The child's not a balmum, the child is a totally separate behema than the mother is, and therefore it's not an issue at all. Ime hudva mikdashavul, hu kadosh. The mother doesn't have kedushas aguf, but the won't be able to have kedushas aguf. But the child, why not? Why wouldn't the fetus be able to have kedusha saguf? Lishna achrina, once again, another lishna achrina, they keep popping up on every daf. Lishna achrina is throughout the Masechta for some reason. Aval klayim v'tumtum v'androgynous iata motze ela bevlade kachim. That claim, tumtum and androgynous, you only find in regards to that they should become kadosh in regards to vlade kachim. Rabbi Yehuda shayomer havlad osa tamura, and we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda who says that a vlad of kachim can make tamura. Halinhu delo kachi gufayu avlo uben achirim kadoshin. So what the implication therefore is that these animals don't have kedusha saguf, but other ubrin, other types of fetuses do have kedusha saguf. So you see that you can be makdish nuber like Rabbi Yochanan. Samar Abaye. And that's how we arrive. It was that kasha that brought us to the conclusion that tam b'mei tamima divrei akol kadosh gufei. That when you're dealing with a tam inside the womb of a tamima, everyone would agree that it has kedusha saguf. Eloki pligi b'mei balas mum. The whole machlokas Parpada and Rabbi Yochanan. Again, the same conclusion. We just get there from a different kasha. That the same conclusion that the whole machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Parpada is only by a balas mum. The Parpada suffer kivin dime nami lo kadosh gufa ihu nami lo kadosh al dami. That since the mother doesn't have kedushas aguf, mele the vlad can't have kedushas aguf, can only have kedushas damim. And Rabbi Yochanan holds Rabbi Yochanan savar uber lav yerachimahu v'afal gav the ime lo kadosh al gufa vlad mia kadosh al gufa. The uber is not merely a limb of the mother. The uber is also an independent entity, an independent life, and as a result, it can have its own status of kedusha. So even though the mother cannot have kedusha saguf because the mother is a balmum, who's to say that the uber can't have kedusha saguf? Just because the mother can't doesn't mean that the uber can't. Amar Yosi v'amukdashin ha'omer ragla shel zu. So the Mishnah, again, on the bottom of Daf Yudam Aleph, had said that Rabbi Yossi pointed out that when you're makdish something originally, and you say that the regel of an animal should be an ola, the entire animal becomes an ola. So too, says Rabbi Yossi, when you say ragla shalzu, tachazu, let the entire animal become tamura. If you say that the kedusha of this animal should be zu tachazu, that's the lashon of tamura, on the leg of this other animal, of animal B, so let animal B become entirely kadosh, that it's not only limited to the leg, just like Tchilas Kedusha. That was Rabbi Yossi's point. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, we have a price as follows. Yachal ha'omer raglish alzu ola tekula ola. I might have thought that if you say that the regel of an animal should be a carbon ola, that the entire animal becomes a carbon ola, right? Yachal, we might think that that's the case. So that's why it says the pasuk, Tamalomar, kol asher yite mimenu la'ashem, yeh kodesh. Mimenu la'ashem v'lo kulo la'ashem. Anything that you give mimenu la'ashem will become kadosh. So we darshin mimenu la'ashem v'lo kulo la'ashem, that a part of the animal goes la'ashem, because that's what you designate as being kadosh. But the entire animal does not automatically become kadosh just because you said that the leg of the animal should be kadosh. Yachal teitze l'chulin, so you might think that it should go out l'chulin. Good, so the rest of the animal should be chulin. Tamalomar yeh kadosh. It says yeh kadosh. So how could it be both kodesh and akodesh at the same time? What happens when you are makdish an aver of an animal? So timachal letzorchi olos v'dameha chulin chutz midmei aver shaba divrei Rami Rabbi Yehuda. So Rami Rabbi Yehuda assume, here's what you do. You makdish the leg of an animal as a carbon ola. What do you do with that animal? You can't just let the animal go l'chulin. So what do? You sell that animal for someone who needs a carbon ola, and that person uses it for their carbon ola, and you evaluate the money that you got in return. Let's say you get $100 in return, and you assume about 15 of those dollars were for the leg that you were makdish, or $10 were for the leg that you were makdish. Those $10 go toward buying a carbon ola, and the rest of the money is chul, and the rest of the money is perfectly fine. But the animal itself has kedushas ola. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omer, minayin lomer raglish alzu ola shakula ola. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon disagree. They say, how do I know that if you say raglish alzu ola, you don't have to do any stick with selling and figuring out how the rest of the animal is going to be chulin, and yet the whole animal will still somehow be used as a carbon ola? No, how do I know that if you say raglish alzu ola, that the entire animal taka becomes a carbon ola? Shenemar kol asher yitin mimenu la'ashem. Pasuk says kol asher yitin mimenu la'ashem. So that implies everything that you gave from it all goes la'ashem. Kishu omer yiyakodesh l'rabel seskula. When it then goes on to say yiyakodesh, that comes to include the entire animal. Amar mar, So the period, that's the end of the Machlokas Tanayim. Now, says the Gemara, let's analyze a little bit. Amar mar, timachar letzorchei olos, v'kamaisi behemu mechaser sefer. Wait a second, when I makdish the leg of this animal, according to the first sheet, to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, I makdish the leg of the animal, so the kedusha is only chal on the leg, yet I have to make sure that the entire animal is brought as a carbon ola. So what do? I sell it to somebody who needs to bring carbon ola. Now that somebody who needs to bring carbon ola is not allowed to buy an animal that was already kadosh for someone else's ola. He's got to buy a chulin animal and turn it into a carbon ola. When he buys this animal, isn't he buying an animal missing a leg? Because that leg is already kadosh for a carbon ola. So isn't he? It's a mechuser aver. He's bringing a behemah mechuseres aver for the carbon ola, because that aver is not his. It's for the chova of the mocher. It's supposed to be brought. So this lokeach is not bringing a real full ola, and he was noder to bring probably a full carbon ola. So how does this work? Amarava ba'omer harei alai ola. B'chayeha. The case is, he says, I'm going to bring an animal, an ola b'chayeha. Zot Rashi, what does that mean? B'omer harei alai ola b'chayeha, harei alai lahakriv kolei varen shabahema chaya mimena. He doesn't take a vow that he's going to bring an entire animal for a carbon ola. He vows that he's going to bring all of the limbs that the animal derives its chiyus from as a carbon ola. Very kenasa, and that's exactly what he did. Because the mocher was only matish a part of the animal that the animal does not derive its lifeblood, its ability to live from, like the leg below the arkuva. Because if you were makdish a limb that the animal derives its chiyus from, a limb that if you were to remove from the animal would become a trefa, everyone would agree it's pashta bakula. The whole conversation doesn't start. This whole conversation only starts according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's not pashta bakula, but even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if you were makdish in the aver shana shama tliyaba, that the kedusha would be pashta bakula. So that's why the lokeach is able to fulfill his obligation. He said he's going to bring those limbs that the animal derived its chiyus from. So the leg was not included in his obligation anyway. Okay, the Gemara is going to mention three shitos now and try to figure out what the difference between three shitos in analysis of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar three amoraim analyzing Rabbi Yehuda. Number one, Amar Rav Chista. Moda Rabbi Yehuda b'davar shalosos ha-trefa. Rabbi Yehuda's moda that if you are makdish a limb that the absence of that limb would make the animal a trefa, Rabbi Yehuda's moda that the entire animal becomes kadosh. Number two, Rava Omer, b'davar shalosos ha-nevela. That Rabbi Yehuda's moda that if you're makdish a limb, that the absence of that limb would turn the animal into a nevela, like the yerech v'chalal shala, the whole thigh and the whole socket that it's in would turn it into a nevela, meaning would immediately kill the animal and turn it into a nevela, an animal that dies without the benefit of shechita, as opposed to a trefa, which the animal can be walking around for up to a year with a hole in its lung or whatever it is that makes the animal a trefa. But Rava says b'davar shososa nevela, that's where Rabbi Yehuda is going to be moda. And Rav Sheshes amar b'davar shehimesa. And Rav Sheshes says that Rabbi Yehuda's moda if you were makdish a part of the animal that would make the animal die. So ma'ika ben Rav Chista l'Rava, what's the difference between the first two statements of the Amoraim, whether it's b'davar between them is whether a trefa has the ability to live. Rav Chista savrla commandiam a trefa in a chaya. Rav Chista holds a trefa cannot live, and therefore, as long as you are makdish something that would make it a trefa, since it would lose its ability to live long term, as a trefa, it's as if you were makdish the entire animal, and the kedusha is poshet in the entire animal, because that would be called davar shanasham mitzluyabo. Since a trefa can't live, when you're makdish a part of the animal that its absence would make the animal a trefa, that's considered and Rava assumes like the Shita that a trefa is chaya, and therefore that limb is not a davar shanashama tliyabo. It's not something that the life of that animal is tali on. And therefore he needs to say that what is only when you're makdish, I mean, it's going to make it a nevela, will it become pashta kedusha bakula. Because if you're makdish, something that's going to make it a trefa, not enough. It's not something that's going to affect the chiyus of the animal. It will just make it not kosher. It's not going to affect the chiyus of the animal. Then what's the difference between what Rava says and what Rav Sheshes says? Rava says it has to be something that's going to make the animal a nevela. Rav Sheshes says it's going to have to be something that would make the animal die. Isn't that the same thing? So you could be nice with Rabbi Lazar. They argue about Rabbi Lazar. Dam Rabbi Lazar, nitl yarech v'chalal shala nevela. So the Rabbi Lazar says that if you remove the thigh and the socket from the animal, it would become a nevela. So Rava savalak Rabbi Lazar. Rava assumes like Rabbi Lazar that would be enough to be pashta kedusha b'kula if you're makdish that part of the animal. And Rav Sheshes lo savalak Rabbi Lazar. And Rav Sheshes does not agree to Rabbi Lazar, and therefore he would say that would not be enough to be pashta kedusha b'kula. Would have to be something else that would kill the animal immediately. Fine. Period. Meisvei Amar Rabbi Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'davar she'enash hanashama tluya bo v'divrei Rabbi Yosi b'davar shanashama tluya bo. We made a whole big deal about how the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and everybody else about whether when you're makdish and aver, whether the kedusha is poshe to the entire animal or not, where Rabbi Yehuda says it's not poshe to the entire animal. So we kept on saying that whole machlokas, all three of these amarim, in some way held that whole machlokas is only when you're makdish a part of the animal that the animal's chiyus isn't talion, that the animal doesn't need to live. But if it was you were makdish part of the animal, that the animal needs to live, everyone would agree, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, that pashta kedusha b'kula, that the entire animal becomes kadosh. But here we have a statement, and this is where Rabbi says that I think Rabbi Yehuda is right. I would paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that kedusha is not poshut in the entire animal if you were only makdish a part of the animal that the neshama that it doesn't need to live. But I would think Rabbi Yossi is right when it's a part of the animal that it does need to live. So lav mechal de pliya leid Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't that imply that it's machlokes? That it's not that Rabbi Yehuda agrees by a davar shana shama tliyabo, but that it's still a machlokes. But Rabbi just paskins like Rabbi Yossi when it's a davar shana shama tliyabo. So bishlam in of Rabbi Yehuda b'davar shana shama tliyabo mechal de pliya leid Rabbi Yossi. I understand when you say that you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by a davar shana shama tliyabo. Good. That's where the machlokes was. That's where you need to paskin. You need to paskin in a case where you're makdish a davar shana neshama tliyabo, because that's exactly the machlokes. But when you say that Rabbi Yossi is correct by davar shena shama tliyabo, doesn't that imply that he argues on Rabbi Yehuda v'tiyufta dekulu, and therefore it's a tiyufta on all of them? Who's all of them? Rav Chista, Rava, Rav Sheshes. All three Amoraim who had different formulations of how Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you're Makdish Dovash and Shamat Liyabo, the whole thing becomes Kadosh, they're all wrong. Because you see, Rabbi says that we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yossi, Bedovash and Shamat Liyabo, implying that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Says Marloch, Sur Maksavak Tani. No, we read it wrong. This is how to read it. Nir and Divir Rabbi Yossi, Li Rabbi Yehuda, Bedovash and Shamat Liyabo. Not that I paskin like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Yehuda by Dovash and Shamat Liyabo, but I think even Rabbi Yehuda would be modded Rabbi Yossi. By davar shana shama tliyabo, sha'af Rabbi Yehuda lenechlekalav el b'davar shena shama tliyabo, davar shana shama tliyabo modilei. Even Rabbi Yehuda only disagrees with Rabbi Yossi when you are makdish a part of the animal that the animal doesn't need for its basic survival. But if you're makdish part of the animal that the animal does need for its basic survival, then even Rabbi Yehuda would be moda that the kedusha is poshet on the entire animal. The Gemara now is going to raise six shilas. The first two are shilas that Rava asks. The second two are shilas that were asked of Rava, and then the last two are shilas that Abaye asked Rav Yosef. So six shilas till we get to the Mishnah on Yud Beis Amanalf. Let's see if we can get through most of them, or maybe even all of them. Says Gemara, Abaye Rava, Ba'of Mahu. What would be the din? What would be a din by an oaf? According to, so Rashi explains that we're asking this shila. We're asking this shaila l'Rabbi Yossi, who hiktish regel of a tor ben yona. You're makdish only the regel of the bird. Do we say pashta kedusha bakula or not? Right, Rabbi Yehuda says you're makdish the regel of an animal. It's not pashta kedusha bakula. But Rabbi Yossi holds you're makdish the regel of an animal, even though the regel is davar she'ein anasham tliyabo. Pashta kedusha bakula. The entire animal becomes kadosh. You say the same thing by a bird, by the leg of a bird. You're makdish the leg of a bird. Does the whole thing become kadosh? So behema marachmanav alav behema. He, do you say, well, after all, Rabbi Yossi darshans from the word behema, from a pasuk that uses the word behema, and this is not a behema, it's an oaf. Or do you say, well, the pasuk also uses the term karban, and while this may not be a behema, it is most certainly a karban. Says Gemara, teku, not sure, we leave it unresolved. Shaila number two, by Rava. Hikdish Aver Ladamav Mahu de Techus Le Kedusha Saguf. If you're Maktish and Aver for its Damav, for its monetary value, would Kedusha Saguf be Chal on it? So me Omar Kim de Nakhle Kedush Dam Nakhle Nam Kedush Saguf. Do we say that since it has Kedushas Damim, Mimela it's granted Kedush Saguf as well? Umida Akta Shelechadever Akta Shelekula. And if one of the Avarim has Kedushas Haguf, then the entire animal has Kedush Saguf as well. Meaning, normally, if you're Makdish an animal that is perfectly viable as a carbon, it doesn't have any mumin, it's perfectly a viable animal as a carbon, you're Makdish with Kedush Damim, it automatically will get Kedush Saguf. Because why aren't you giving it the higher level of Kedush Saguf if it's perfectly viable as a carbon? So Mimel, it automatically gets Kedush Saguf. That's one halacha. Separate halacha, Rabbi Yossi holds, you're makdish the aver of an animal, pashta kedusha bakula. The entire animal has kedusha. Can you make that double leap though? What if you're makdish an aver with kedushas damim? Do you say, well, if I'm makdish an aver with kedusha, I'm makdish an animal with kedushas damim, that's not a balmum, so the whole thing has kedusha guf. So when I'm makdish an aver with kedushas damim, it's kilo I'm makdish the aver with kedushas guf. And there's another halacha according to Rabbi Yossi, when you're makdish an aver echad with kedushas guf, pashta kedusha bakula. So let the whole thing become kadosh. So says the Tishal Amid today. We could answer the shaila from something that Rava himself had said. Dam Rava hikdish zachar ledamav kadosh kedush saguf. That if you're makdish a zachar for its monetary value, only with Kedushas Damim, the an aisle that's a Zachar, because we're talking about a Korban Olah, that's why it's got to dafka be a Zachar, so it's Kadosh Kedushas Haguf. So you see that we're going to make the leap and say that even though you're only Makdish L'damav, it's still going to have Kedushas Haguf. So it's going to, how does that resolve anything? It's hard to even understand what the Havamina was. That's talking about a case where you're Makdish a full animal with Kedushas Damim. Yeah, we know that you say that, Migo, that once you're Makdish the animal with Kedushas Damim and the animal is ready to be used as a korban, that it then will have Kedushas Haguf. We weren't asking about that. We were asking if you're Makdish a single Aver with Kedushas Damim. Do you make the double Migo, that once you're Makdish with Kedushas Damim, it will have Kedushas Haguf, and once it's single Aver, it will apply to the whole animal? Our whole Shaila was you're only Makdish one Aver. What's it in that case? Teku, okay, so that remains unresolved. As well. So both of Rava's Shailas, we have a teku at the end. Boy, me name May Rava. So they asked a Shaila from Rava. So the Shita changes it to Rabba. That was Abaye asking a Shaila to Rabba. Okay, so Barmine, whoever it is, someone asked either Rava or Rabba, when it may or may not have been Abaye, who asked either Rava or Rabba, Hikdish Chad Ever, Mahu Begiza. What if you're Makdish a single Ever? Can you do Giza on the animal? Normally, Behemoth Kachim, it's also Begiza Vavoda. You're not allowed to shear it or do Avoda with it. So when you're Makdish a single Ever, we know you're not allowed to do Avoda with it, because any Avoda you do is certainly going to be Makdish. It's going to weaken that Ever. What about Giza? Giza is not going to weaken anything. So can you do giza on the animal? Can you shear it? So tifshalach mehadatanya lo sagus b'chartzonecha avlata gozis b'shalcha v'shalacherim. It says, but you can be gozis b'shalcha v'shalacherim. If you look at Rashi, he writes b'shlo v'shalacherim ovid chavim yeshalcha b'char b'shutfasim ovid chavim mutter l'gozzo. Hachinami hol v'achulun v'hek l'shutfin bo mutter. That just like when you are a partner with an ovid chavim in a b'char, you're allowed to be gozis it. You're allowed to shear it. So to over here, you're essentially a partner with Kachim in this animal. So you should be allowed to be gozis it, because it's a shutfus between you and Kachim in the animal. Says Gemara, no. Hasam lo nachtele kedusha klal. What are you talking about? When it comes to kedushas bechar, if I have a shutaf that's a guy in this bechar, then it doesn't have kedushas bechar at all. That's why I'm allowed to do giz on it. It's not like it has half a kedushas bechar where I share the kedushas. No, it doesn't have kedushas bechar. That's how we get around kedushas bechar. We bring in a non-Jewish partner. That's how we get around the whole problem of kedushas bechar. Hacha nachtele kedusha. Over here, we're dealing with an animal that its single limb is kadosh. You're makdish a limb of the animal, and we're assuming that. Like Rabbi Yehuda, and you makdish single limb in the animal, that is kadosh. The rest of the animal is not kadosh. Is the giza going to consider to be have an effect on the limb? Different way to reject it is when a guy has a shutfus in it, it's not biyadolakdisho. You don't even have the ability to be makdish the animal because it's not totally yours. Whereas that's by the bechor case where the guy has a shutfus in it, but over here, where you were makdish a single limb of your animal, you could have been makdish the entire animal. So there is a much more potential for kedusha on the entire animal, and you chose not to be makdish the entire animal. Shaila number four that the Gemara is going to ask. So again, that shaila, even though the Gemara didn't say teku, we don't have an answer for that shaila either. Shaila number four, b'yminei abaye mei, and I think again he's going to change it to rabba. Yeah, he changes it to rabba. B'yminei abaye mei rabba, shidung bet changes to rabba. Hikdish ora mahu bavoda. What if you makdish the skin of the animal? So are you going to be allowed to do the avoda with the animal if you makdish the ora? By giza, it's not a shaila at all, because it's not going to be makdish the or, Rashi says. If you shear the animal, that in no way weakens the aura of the animal. The whole shaila is, what about the avoda? Does that have any sort of negative effect on the aura of the animal? So tashma hom and mashamei shalzu ola. If you say that the fetus of an animal should be a korban ola, muteres begiza vasura ba'avoda mnekichush uvar shaba, then you're going to be allowed to do giza, but you're not going to be allowed to do avoda, because avoda work with that animal is somehow going to affect the ubar. So if it affects the ubar, the gemara is making an assumption. Maybe we could assume it would affect the R also. So Avoda is going to affect the R, and therefore you're not allowed to do Avoda on an animal that you were makdish la'ora. Amalei, ki ktani asur ba'avoda midrabanan. He says, no, but that's only a din drabanan that you can't do Avoda. So frankly, Mar Yihach, afilu begizanami titzar. Well, if we're going to asur it only midrabanan, because it looks like people are going to make a mistake, and they're going to think you could do Avoda with a behemas kachim, well, then we should make a din drabanan that you can't do Giza either. So Amalei, Avoda demichsha gazbe rabanan. Giza lo gazbe rabanan. Avoda actually weakens the animal, so the rabanan are going to make a gzera. Giza doesn't weaken the animal. There's no need for the rabanan to make a gzera. I got to get to yeshiva, so we're not going to get through the last two shailas today. We'll leave it at that. Sorry, I didn't have time to say anything outside. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll say more outside. We'll continue with that. Okay.